The ceasefire in Gaza taking center stage here in New York. We're talking about the New York City mayor's race, and with exactly 3 weeks until Election Day, let's get the latest.
Mamdani's reaction coming in the form of a written statement not released until almost 6 last night, saying in part, quote, "We've watched as our tax dollars funded a genocide. The moral and human cost is a lasting stain." Mamdani said this when he visited with us at 1010 Winds last week.
I am someone who has many critiques of the Israeli government. Amidst those critiques, I also know that the people that I'm actually accountable to, it's not the Israeli foreign ministry, but rather it's New Yorkers themselves, the 8.5 million people who call the city home.
Now, Andrew Cuomo's reaction, he says Mamdani's silence until late in the day Monday speaks volumes. Curtis Sliwa writing on X that he was proud of President Trump for making this peace deal happen. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.